It's my pleasure to introduce our research about obesity and cervical cancer screening in Asia countries. This study just in the primary stage, so I will welcome any recommendation for us. Thank you. Today my topic is obesity and cervical cancer screening among women in Taiwan. There is no financial relation with commercial interest to disclose. This is today's outline. I will follow this outline to present our research. As we know that obesity is correlated with the cancer mortality, according to the previous study conducted in the United States. So, compared with the woman of normal weight, women with BMI higher than 35 had higher cervical cancer death rate. Their relative risk is 3.2. And the other study also showed that obesity is positively associated with artery cervix carcinoma. So, this is why we have the interest to see that obese women, that their prevention care had advanced utilization about it. So the other reason is the obesity become a serious problem worldwide. From the WHO's website, you can see the numbers. And 7% and 41% of certain cancer burdens are attributable to overweight and obesity. And obesity, the problem is also a big problem in Taiwan. In Taiwan, there are over 20% women were overweight in 1993 to 1996. And the prevalence of obesity increased from 3.2% in 1993 to 1996 to increase around 17% in 2005. This is also an increased problem in Taiwan. As we know that cervical cancer screen has been proved to save the life from the cervical cancer if people can regularly update the screen. And also, another study showed that the increase in cancer risk associated with the instead a deposit might be expected to result in a higher utilization of the cancer screen among the overweight and the obese individuals. As we know that most study about the obesity and the cancer screen program was conducted in United States. There are limited knowledge about this topic in Asia population. So we have the data, so we want to know that how about the association about the obesity and the cervical cancer screen behavior in an Asia country. So we have this study. So, in this consequence, our study objective is to investigate the relationship between obesity and regular pap smear testing among women in Taiwan. In Taiwan, we have a universal health insurance program. So, this program provides the woman aged 30 and old have an annual free pap smear testing in this program. So we want to know that if this behavior, cervical cancer screen behavior, can be different from the other countries. So we have this study. We used two different data sources. The first one is National Health Interview Survey conducted in 2001 in Taiwan. The other data source come from the National Health Insurance Claim data. The data is between 2002 and 2004. I can take a moment to explain why we can have the linked data. In NHIS conduct in 2001, every participant have been confirmed that do you willing to link your data to the NHI claim data. They give the consent so we can have the data linkage in this situation. At this moment, our study population includes 6,027 women age 20 and older who participate in Taiwan's NHIS in 2001. Our main outcome measure is the pap smear testing in the following 3 years after the interview. The data linked, this pap smear testing utilization data was linked from the NHI claim data. The most interesting independent variable is the BMI, body mass index, calculated from the self-reported weight and height. Because there have different standards about the BMI category, we followed the International Obesity Task Force recommendation of BMI cutoff point for Asia adult. We divide the BMI into the 4 categories. They are underweight, normal weight, overweight, and obesity. In 4 categories. The other independent variable include age, education, and marital status and household income. We used the chi-square test and multiple logistic regression model to analyze our data. This is the primary result. Table 1 we show the baseline data in our research. There are some data I didn't show that, but you can calculate from that. I can know that. Overall, the women in this study population, the screen rate is about 47%, and women age 30 and over, screen rate is about 54%, and the woman aged 20 to 29, their screen rate is about 23%, and the overall in this study population, the overall prevalence of obesity is about 22%, 22 per 100 women in this study. As you see in this table, that age, education, and marital status and BMI is a significant associated with the pap smear testing utilization. Table 2 will show the adjusted odds ratio about the BMI and the use of pap smear testing. When we use the normal weight as a reference, you can see that obesity women had a lower pap smear testing utilization. Their adjusted odds ratio is 0.81, and the underweight woman also had less pap smear testing utilization. Their adjusted odds ratio is 0.89, but they are not statistically significant in this study. Since the NHI program provides a free annual pap smear testing for women aged 30 and over each year, so people age 20 to 29, they didn't have this free testing anyway. So we did a separate analysis by the age. So we did the first age is women between 20 to 29, the first analysis. And the second analysis is the woman age 30 and over. You can see even we separate the analysis, there is also have a significant association between BMI and the pap smear testing. You can see women age 20 to 29, they have adjusted odds ratio 0.57 and had a statistical significance. And when we see that women aged 30 and older, the obesity women also had a significant lower pap smear testing utilization. Their odds ratio is 0.84. So in a short summary, we see that in our study population, the obesity prevalence of obesity about 22% compared to the normal weight women, the obesity women had less likely to undergo to the pap smear testing. And after adjust for the potential confounders, obese women, the adjusted odds ratio is 0.81, is significantly less likely to undergo pap smear testing compared to the normal weight woman. As we see the separate analysis, we see that women age under 30s, the adjusted odds ratio were 0.57 for obese women in this age range. And in women age 30 and above, in this age range, women obesity had the odds ratio for 0.84 in this the adjusted odds ratio is 0.84. There are two limitations when we study this study. All used data will come from the National Interview Survey from Kandao in 2001. This is data may be out of date. The other is we lack some of potential confounders like number of children or smoking and others. This may be have some impact on our results. So we have a short conclusion. In our data, we show that obese women are less likely to comply to the international guideline for cervical cancer screening. And the gap of prevalence of cervical cancer screening between the normal weight woman and the obese woman persists under the universal coverage of national health insurance. Also, we find that women aged 20 to 29 and obesity, they have the least likelihood to undergo pap smear testing in our research. We find that. Okay. Thank you for your attention. The cervical cancer per 10,000 people, they have almost 79% in Taiwan. Yeah. Yes. How many deaths? Number of deaths. There are almost 3,000 people. death every year. Yes.
So is that their population, that why you're focusing on obese women as maybe they're disproportionately dying? Or like what group of women are disproportionately dying in the country?
Okay, I see. This topic was focused on obesity. Since our program on cervical cancer screen, we have been done for since 17 years ago. Our screen rate still under the 30%. Every year, about 3 years, screen rate about 57%. For the people, for the woman aged 30 years old and above. So the government has some promotion program to try to increase the cervical cancer screen rate, but they have a little effect on this program. So the government has to change their direction to focus on some target people. There may be in studies show that these people may be the less likelihood to go to take a pap smear testing. So they have a program for the low income women, and they have the bonus for the woman if you go to the clinical or go to the hospital and take a pap smear testing. And then this program will give some bonus. They can use this bonus to buy some food or some other things. That's one of the program. So we need to find the other effects program to promote our cervical cancer screen rate. So in this study, you find that obese woman has less likelihood to take a cervical cancer screen. So maybe we can have the program to improve some people to have the to go to join the pap smear testing. Yes.
In your results, the answers are women who are underweight are also less likely.
Yes.
So,
maybe. Yes. This may be a cultural difference, but because in Taiwan that. Underweight woman, the results show that they are less likely to take a pap smear testing for the underweight woman. You try to understand that, but this result is not statistically significant. So we try to find that since our population in our data, you see that the prevalence of obesity in our study was about 22%. Yes, and also the obese woman is more likely to find that, and some people underweight is not usually to see that they are underweight. So we will focus on the obesity to each find that people was obesity, and we can recommend they can go to have a cervical cancer screen.